Another local institution is scheduled to close at just about the same time. Bonifant Books in Wheaton will shut its doors this coming Wednesday, October 24th. And writer Andrew Hiller is feeling the pain.
A major tragedy occurred today. I saw it as I was leaving the bank this morning. My favorite used bookstore was going out of business. I've been going to Bonifant Books for over 20 years. It was the kind of place where you walked in and it smelled like books. You know that rich pulpy smell? The kind of place where if you dig for a while, you can find some really cool treasures. I once bought a copy of Pinocchio there, and it looked real old. It cost me $2.75. Something about it felt strange because it had no copyright or publishing date. So for fun, I had someone research it, and they told me it was from one of the very first printings in the 1800s. It was that kind of place. But it was also the kind of place where you could find kooky, out-of-print stuff. The kind of place where you could go and the people all around you loved books. There's so few of those kinds of places left. It wasn't the kind of place where you could sip coffee. It wasn't the kind of place where you could get Wi-Fi. It wasn't even the kind of place where you could sit down. But if you ever needed a treasure map, or loved the sound of old vinyl, or the feel of a well-weathered spine, well, then it was home. There's something about finding a book that someone else has loved, or seeing carefully scribbled notes in a corner. Something about a coffee stain that lives on page 172, but was blotted so quickly that it never made it to page 175. Something about seeing the same faces scouring the same aisles and passing books off to each other, because you know what the other is looking for. It was always a place that had something, even if you had no idea what. Maybe it's just the hand of Darwin, but it surprises me every time one of my special places goes extinct. Earlier this week, I was in a mood for a good sandwich, and learned that my favorite sandwich place is dead too. Now that place was gone. Not closing, but gone. But it had been there for 50 years. It feels like some part of this neighborhood's soul has been chopped out, because there were so many more stories left to tell.
Andrew Hiller is a writer living in Silver Spring.